Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His Word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the Word behind the veil.
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. I'm Ron, your host, and on this podcast, we'll discuss how we can walk as overcomers today.
Today, I think we're going to accept one of two things, either faith or futility.
Right.
We will either be believers or we will have a sense of frustration and futility that will overcome us.
Yeah, it's true.
And that's a negative side of overcoming. We do not want that side of overcoming. We overcome because of the blood of the Lamb, because of the word of our testimony, and because we love not our lives unto death.
Yes.
The blood of the Lamb, that is simply our acceptance of it. You know, it's not anything we can do about it. The word of our testimony. I have seen so many people, and I know we all have, who one minute they'll be talking, praying, prophesying, whatever it is. God's going to do this. And as soon as church is over, they go out and say, what a bunch of BS. They negate what we would have thought as faith. If we are saying, I love you, and then we go back somewhere else and show that we really don't, we don't want that type of hypocrisy. We want to speak, I love you, and then you know what? I'm going to show you.
Hey, Alan, point that I think you're making here is, first off, do people understand the power of a spoken word?
And I don't think most do.
The principle you're laying out is, if people have a faith to prophesy or a faith to pray or even telling their neighbor that they love them, and then the same day, the next day, whatever, they are voicing the opposite of what they said. In the spirit realm, you just crossed out
Yes. The
good that you created. If you're creating something, if you understand that your words, well, they're freighted with something. They're either freighted with the love and the power of the Holy Spirit, or they're freighted with the negative.
Yeah, you're speaking exactly the faith or futility. And if it's faith, it's from a word from God, right? Faith comes by hearing. And so you express what the Lord is showing you, and it is going to be out of love. Or it's futility in that you're speaking one thing and thinking even that that's not going to work.
Out of the mouth comes both bitter and sweet water. I have been actually working on this lately, because every time you voice anything negative, whether it has to do with what you were talking about or declaring or praying about, it's muddying the water
Right. That's
coming out of your mouth. And I have been trying, even under negative circumstances, just to voice the positive, thanking the Lord no matter what, because it makes you stronger,
right.
For one thing. Every time you exercise that voice muscle, it makes you a stronger person. It's emphasizing the goodness of the Lord rather than the discouragement or whatever.
You're talking about having a choice. You're choosing to give in or to have faith and believe and be thankful in the circumstance and refuse to be negative.
Right.
If you create it instead of giving into it, that's what overcoming is. Because if you don't have something to overcome, you won't become an overcomer.
Right.
If you don't have something that comes up in your life that affects you in a possible negative way, you have to make a choice. Am I going to submit to it and give in to that, or am I going to overcome it?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Deb. So the choice you have is either being overcomer or victim.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Just because something happens to you in a circumstance or a relationship that's negative, you can feel powerless. Well, they did that to me, or this happened to me. That's a stance. You can take that, which becomes, you become a victim. Or, like you said, you can voice faith. You can be an overcomer.
And I don't always do it right. There are times where I obviously voice a negative. I'm believing that the Lord's going to make us more aware of what I'm doing and more aware of my choice. I am setting my heart to choose to do the opposite.
Right.
I'm choosing to be thankful. I'm choosing to rejoice. I'm choosing to think of something that is positive and create that instead.
You're correcting yourself. You're getting your focus on the Lord rather than the circumstance, and suddenly you find the openness to the Lord opens up that trust factor that the Lord is handling everything, and so you don't need to react to the circumstances, and you're overcoming it.
We overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
Yeah.
And by the word of our testimony.
Right.
Because of the word of God in our mouth, right? And let's not forget this part, because we do not love our lives even unto death.
Right.
So there's this thing of self-preservation and the instinct. And I think that part of that comes in as this condemnation where we start, you know, wallowing. This is what's getting refined out of us, right? Was these carnal instincts of the human nature where we're living in self-condemnation and we're holding on to things because of a fear. And so we don't want to have that.
Right.
We don't want to love our lives even to death.
Yeah.
I know that's a big, tall order. We need to look at those three things together, not just what we voice, because I think what we voice is born out of, because we do not love our lives even unto death. We don't have that aspect of it worked in our hearts.
Right.
People misunderstand that scripture in thinking that it necessarily is a physical death. I don't think so. I think it is what we have talked about numerous times in relating to the death of the Adamic nature that is in us. What you're talking about, the self-preservation side of it. I'm giving that over to the Lord. I die to my self-preservation.
Right.
You die to certain aspects. When your child goes to kindergarten, there's a small death in a mother when they have to let go of that child and let it go to kindergarten.
That's true.
You know, or to school. You know, when a young man becomes eligible, goes into the military, and there's a war going on, boy, mom and dad both die a bit in letting that child go.
I was really intrigued by this word overcome. What does it really mean? And I went through as many dictionaries, went back through the Hebrew. Basically, overcoming is arriving at a very important place. When you overcome, some of the definitions I come up with was you have control, you conquer,
amen,
you govern, you're now the master of.
Right, that's perfect.
Subdue. Like authority overcomes futility.
Right.
Because you can't have both. You can't have futility and authority. Overcoming creates. You have overcome something. You now govern it. You've now conquered it. You now subdued it. You're now administering it. Administering the, all these things of what it means to overcome. What is the fruit of overcoming? We have overcome by the blood of the Lamb. What do we do now? We do the works that He did, and even greater works will we do because He went to the Father.
Well, on this podcast, we have found that we are going to accept one of two things, faith or futility. Speaking God's word positively and creatively into every situation and walking humbly are some simple steps that we can take to become those overcomers that the Lord's looking for.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through His family is life. Has this time in His presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils His word to us live behind the veil.